We all watched with a degree of horror as the water running from taps in the city of Flint turned brown and presented with a rather foul odor. Subsequent testing also found that children consuming that water drawn from the Flint River had much higher levels of lead in their systems. Flint has since returned to using water supplied by Detroit Water and Sewerage. It's a system that provides much of Washtenaw County with its water. Still, the infrastructure and water pipelines in Washtenaw County are aging, so it begs the question, can it happen here? I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest today is Washtenaw County Public Health Medical Director Alice Penrose. And Alice, good morning, and thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome.
Well, the very simple question, can it happen here?
Well, no, I suppose it's a very, very faint possibility, but it's extremely unlikely. The water is tested on a regular basis here. It's always very, very low. The acceptable level is less than 15 parts per billion. Our most recent one was 2 parts per billion. And so this area has not changed its water supply for many, many years and has no plans to do so.
We do, however, have an aging water infrastructure. And don't those older pipes have lead and copper in them, materials that, if they continue to age, could pose a threat to the safety of our water supply and the health of our residents?
There are, you're right, lead in some of the water pipes, but it is not moving, and it shouldn't be moving. And as I said, we are keeping track of it. The water quality report is available online that anyone can take a look at. It hasn't changed. It's not likely to.
Each year, we deal with a number of water main breaks throughout Washtenaw County. Can that be viewed as perhaps an opportunity to go in and replace some of these aging water lines with newer lines that don't have lead or perhaps copper in them?
Well, that could be done. I'm not sure exactly how much that would cost. I don't think it's a necessary change. As I told you, the lead appears to be extremely stable at this point. The water is not corrosive in our area, so it doesn't appear to be a necessary change.
We're talking water, water safety, and lead contamination with Alice Penrose on this edition of Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. Alice is Washtenaw County Public Health Medical Director. To your knowledge, have we ever had an issue where a warning had to be issued because there was the potential of elevated lead levels in our water? As you mentioned, it's been a very stable water supply.
Yes, it has. No, in fact, we have done so well that the frequency of testing that's required has actually decreased over the years. It's actually, the water is not what you should be thinking about. There are a majority of houses in this county that were actually built before 1978, and that's the point at which lead paint went out of existence in our area. So what you should really be concerned about in terms of lead toxicity is old paint, particularly if anyone's doing renovation and has young children. Those children are the ones that need to be tested, particularly the 2-year-old and under crowd.
And again, I'm glad you brought up the issue of lead paint. Washtenaw County is, as you've mentioned, an older community. More than 56% of the housing was built before 1978, more than 17% before 1950. And I think that means, if the figure's right, about 60% of children in Washtenaw County are at risk from lead poisoning from the paint in their homes. Now, as you've mentioned, lead paint is outlawed, but many people simply paint over the old lead paint with newer paints. That probably doesn't qualify as proper remediation, does it?
But actually, that's allowed.
But does that protect our children? Does that protect our health and safety?
Yes, if it's done properly. There are many booklets from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services which show you how to do renovation correctly. You do need to make sure that when you're sanding the areas or chipping at the areas, that there's blocked off so the air can't get into other parts of the house. You need to make sure you're not tracking paint dust from one area to another. But yes, it is allowed and recommended, actually, not to try to get rid of it all, because by sanding it, you're actually increasing the likelihood that somebody will be exposed to it, but to feel over it with new paint. That is the preferred method.
What can we say about the potential effects, particularly on children, when exposed to higher levels of lead?
Well, there's actually no safe level of lead for children. There are effects seen even at very low levels, like 10 or 15 in the blood. So you can see decrease in IQs at high levels. You can see there are some studies implicating increased violence in children who have high lead levels and then go on actually to be adults with high lead levels.
From a purely health perspective, is there something that we can do once it's been determined a child has been exposed to lead and will potentially face some of these ongoing physical and behavioral issues?
Well, first of all, if you find that a child has a high lead level, you need to look around and figure out where that's coming from. Children in this country, in this area, it's mostly from renovation, but also there are some hobbies such as ceramics and stained glass windows that have lead involved. If anyone is going to the firing range and being around bullets, that increases the likelihood. Construction in areas where there's been a lot of lead, like next to highways, you can get lead from the dirt, so tracking that dirt into your house. You need, if the child has a high level, you need to find out where it's coming from and then stop that exposure, because you can't. You can't change the lead level once it's there. You can only decrease the future exposures.
Based on what you've just said, it sounds very difficult for anyone to avoid lead exposure.
Well, that's true that, in fact, we all probably are exposed to a little bit because we had leaded gasoline for a long time in this country and that settled on the dirt in the roads, which is why we do recommend that people not track dirt in, that they change their shoes at the front door and get into slippers or something else, that they try to keep the dust level down in their homes by using a wet wipe, around, particularly around the windows, which may have paint chips on them. And then also, if you are using water from your tap, that you use only the cold water, not the hot water, which is more likely to bring lead in, and that you actually run the tap. If it's been more than 6 hours since you used any water supply, that you run the tap until it goes cold, so that you decrease the amount of lead. So it's not ever going to be perfect, but we want to minimize it, particularly for pregnant women and for young children.
I'm glad you brought it back around, and we've kind of ended where we started, and that was with lead in water. Are there county resources available for those interested in finding out more information?
Oh, absolutely. The contact numbers for Michigan Department of Health and Human Services lead is the 517-335-8885, or there is a toll-free number, which is 888-322-4453. They have a lot of lead information, and then also, of course, they have it on their website.
Thank you so much for your time and for the information today. I'm most grateful.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for talking.
That is Alice Penrose. Alice is Washtenaw County Public Health Medical Director. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.